Controlled opposition. The best that the conservatives and Christians have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. George Orwell rightly said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Being in ministry and traveling as much as we do, we have the opportunity to see and meet a lot of people, and in the process, we notice what it is that people feed upon. And let me tell you, this explains why this country is in the condition that it is in today. When you are on an airplane, a bus, or a train, you see what people are feeding upon. They are feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they are playing poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of those airplane seats. You can rest assured that a majority of them who are feeding on this garbage are them that are continually complaining about what's wrong with their country rather than standing up and fighting for the country that they say that they love. And of course, everyone that we see or meet across the country is surely involved with politics in one way or another, for after all, we all live politics. But I have to ask you, who is it that you live unto? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Many in America today justify their standing as Christian conservative patriots by holding to secularists such as Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, so on and so forth. This may explain why we as a country are in so much trouble today. It's not because of these talking heads, you know, the best that the Christian conservatives have to offer, so much as it is the American people that have forsaken the Word of God and the United States Constitution. President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." These conservative talking heads, you know, yesterday's liberals, do not make reference to biblical and constitutional laws, exposing the criminals in politics to bring about the much-needed resolve through justice. As a matter of fact, it is these talking head conservatives, spin doctors, that are the very ones fueling the narratives that secure the establishment of which Americans claim that they're sick and tired of. Furthermore, they individually define out as to being the very controlled opposition, keeping the conservatives in order, that is needed to keep pushing the agenda forward, for they are no threat to the establishment that they make claim to be exposing. Let us start out with dazed and confused Ben Shapiro, who not only denies the Christ, but believed that Jesus was a Jew who led up a revolt against the Romans and got killed just like a lot of Jews who were crucified for the same thing, said Ben.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
Well, Ben, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Apparently, Ben knows more than the very God that he declares to believe in outside of the Savior that was and is sent on his behalf. Oh, how it stands true when Jesus said that he came unto his own and his own received him not. Hey, Ben, wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who has yielded up his heart to folly. What about Glenn Beck? In his patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You're up with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Monday to you all. Let's get into this. You guys all know this big, beautiful bill that was just signed on to by the Senate to get it to the president's desk. It was supposed to be some sort of celebration, commemoration of the 4th of July, which in fact, friends, it leads us back to Egypt, back to slavery, not in liberation as unto the Lord in any sense of the word. And what am I talking about? Well, a couple weeks ago, I was spending some time sharing with you, again, being led of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to share with you concerning how America, your government, is trying to set up a Chinese version of a social credit score, which dictates every facet of your life. That's why they're pushing to a digital currency. They're trying to get rid of all cash. They're testing the people right now. Put that up against Revelation 13:17 when you get a moment. But another part of this was, I shared this with my friends on Saturday's radio program, was the big, beautiful bill that was just passed by the Senate will massively expand the digital biometric surveillance state for years to come. I bet you weren't told about that, were you? Nope, because folks, what they're doing is they always sell it to you with a smile on their face, with a name that defines in contrast to its very definition, in hopes that the American people won't look any further than what they're being told. And it's another one of those scenarios as to exactly what's taking place here in this country concerning what took place over the 4th of July. So while you're celebrating your freedoms, consider the price paid for your freedoms. It's also interesting to note that during the same time, your politicians, the good guys, the ones that are sold to you as the good guys, are enslaving you. They're forging your chains all the more. One of the things that I highlighted as well was something that Thomas Massie had brought forth about the promises that were given unto us through the Big Beautiful Bill. And Thomas Massie came out and showed us that that is not the truth in any sense of the word. It's not the case. It's just the exact opposite. So I'm bringing that up for the very purpose, folks, that a part of that social credit score system is also a dictatorial hand, authoritarian hand, a totalitarian system of government where they can literally dictate every facet of your life. And this is why I'm continuously telling the people, if they push you to a cashless society, you're done. I just want to say it again. If they push you to a cashless society, because this is what they're trying to corral you all into, friends, and you're seeing more of this all across the boards. Matter of fact, I have a friend that told me recently that you can't even go to a stadium anymore because they don't use cash anymore. And again, they're using your idols to basically desensitize you in the purpose of bringing about that cashless society so they can dictate every facet of your life. Well, another part of that dictatorship, friends, not only a cashless society, also goes along with where you can travel, what you can say. And speaking of what you can say, a part of that is censorship. And we're already seeing that censorship in this country since the very beginning of the pandemic in a big, big way. They decided to censor anybody that they want to. Talked to an attorney the other day about censorship. He said the courts have now said that they can go ahead and operate like a newspaper. Isn't it interesting? They use our tax dollars to create these networks. And then once they're in the hands of the government, they take control with the theft of our money to use against ourselves. Well, again, that's exactly what's going on. But I'm here to tell you, the more they afflict the children of Israel, Exodus 1:10, what does it say? It says, more they afflicted them, the more they prospered. So with that, over the weekend, what I did is I decided to go ahead and throw about 5 ads in the paper across the state. And I did just that, and it's called Culture is the Church's Report Card. And it nails what needs to be nailed. It's confronting. It's truth, which makes men free. And in the process, friends, we're making people aware of what it is that they need to be made aware of in the face of censorship. So when the American people begin to respond in such a fashion to those that want to censor free speech, I'll tell you what, it's going to shut them down real quick because they don't want the message to spread. And that's why we always say on this show, let their cruelties swell our ranks, because that's exactly what they're doing. In the meantime, we also got 2 billboards up, one face west and one face east. On one side, it says the church does not determine what the Bible teaches. The Bible determines what the church must teach. And on the other side, it's a quote from President Buchanan where he said, there's nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution. And again, friends, we have to stand by the message that we declare. Because if we don't, I'll tell you what, it's not going to take long before we lose it all. And that is not who we are. That is not the history of who we are as a people. And the descendants of our forefathers wouldn't have it any other way than for their descendants to stand up against what's going on. But because for the most part, people aren't even paying attention to the fact that if they want to remain free, they're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12, what do we see? Well, just over the weekend, I want to show this video to you. I want you to listen to it on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. Again, if you want to call in at any time, pro or con, it matters not, Jude 3 and 4. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want to show you what was going on in the state of Minnesota, namely in Minneapolis, concerning one of the treasonous mayors. And again, this isn't an isolated case. This is happening all across the United States of America today. Well, you're being given over to your enemies. You're being sold to your enemies. And this particular mayor in Minneapolis proves just that point.
She came running into the studio, all wide-eyed, saying, the mayor of Minneapolis is on stage this weekend waving a flag of Somalia. And he really did.
Somalia Harulato! Somalia Harulato! Somalia Harulato! Somalia Igea!
This is the mayor of Minneapolis. He's a white American committing treason in the face of the people of the city of Minneapolis.
Jacob Frey, Yarub.
He's learned their language, friends. This is treason, America. This is treason. And I think for some reason or another, it seems to be the new lot of the politicians in the state of Minnesota, in which we were supposed to meet last 2 weeks ago, friends, concerning the topic of bringing about impeachment and prosecution concerning the governor and the attorney general. And we can add to that lot the mayor as well. Apparently, they think their new detail is defined, found in their work detail concerning the said representatives, to just go ahead and highlight the crimes and not do what they're commanded or promised to do concerning their oaths. I don't know. What are your thoughts? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just highlighting during the end of the last segment that just a couple weeks ago, I was supposed to meet with three people in position in government, one senator, one said representative, and a local lawman, the local lawman. And interestingly enough, both of the politicians had some excuse as to why they couldn't make it, yet they had a 2 weeks heads up as to how they were supposed to, well, they were called to account to have a conversation concerning what's going on, because it's become their lot now to do nothing but tell the people of the state of Minnesota, and this applies to your state as well, it becomes their lot, somehow or another, the details of their work, their work details and what defines their job and duties within the halls of government has now just become get to a microphone and tell everybody what the problem is rather than dealing with the one that's creating the problem through impeachment and prosecution. And I've said this and I've reiterated this point, and I want you to hear me, friends. I'm not one of those guys that's just going to sit around and let this fly in the face of the sacrifice given on the behalf of the freedoms that we have. But I'm also here to tell you, friends, when you can sit back and look at a governor being called out for treason, high treason, over and over and over again concerning each one of his crimes of treason, Article 3, Section 3, being committed against the people of Minnesota, and then to listen to the said attorney general doing the same thing, having a foreknowledge of one of the biggest scandals in the state of Minnesota, which, by the way, was played out by Muslims This is the attorney general in the hundreds of millions of dollars of fraud against the people of the state. And now to have adding insult to injury and smacking the face of the people by having the mayor out there making an appeal to the Muslims in their native tongue. I mean, I thought they were here to be granted and afforded asylum and that they were here to assimilate. Apparently, our treasonous said representatives are the ones that are actually assimilating to the way of their culture rather than them coming into our culture, even going so far as to speak their language. But again, the said representatives, it's now their lot in life, friends, to sit back and just tell you what they tolerate without any shame, without any embarrassment whatsoever. And the people in the state, let me say my state, the 5.9 million people, well, they're just going to go ahead and give them a pass and just let them do their best because they can't do anything worse. You know what, folks? What bothers me about that more than anything is it, one of the things that I talked about during church yesterday, actually I'm going to bring up a couple points, but was being a part of the good old boys club. When I was in Washington, D.C. some time ago, I remember going into the federal halls of government, and I remember asking a question because I was being a little inquisitive concerning how things go there and how things work there. And he says, well, when you're in politics in D.C., you just kind of have to go along to get along. And what I did is I equated that to what's going on in the Church of America today. If you want to be a part of the good old boys club, and what I did yesterday was bring up the point that 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture is given by the inspiration, by who? By the Lord, for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And if you reprove, if you correct, or you instruct in righteousness, you're not going to be a part of the good old boys club in the church in America today. And another one of the points that people need to take heed to is the fact that you have an establishment in government because you have an establishment in church. And what are they doing, folks? They're compromising away the truth. And I can tell you this from firsthand examples over and over again concerning the hierarchy of the church in America. If you knew what I knew, you would understand why I'm conveying this message to you. Because the best that you have in the Church of America today, friends, is the very reason that you're in trouble today. These are the ones that are submitting to corruption in government. And you have corruption in government because you have corruption in the church. Let me say something to that. And I want you to listen to me carefully, friends, because it is a fact. The degree of corruption, and I'm talking about to the church, the degree of corruption that's tolerated in an act of disobedience and rebellion to the Lord and not keeping his commandments and his judgments will be to the degree of judgment upon them by the Lord. Do you want me to say that again? Because it's exactly right on. These people compromise the truth. And what's worse is most people know that that's exactly the truth and they're okay with it. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. It's better to be divided by truth than be united in error. I am not going to be a part of that lot, just like King David was not a part of that lot. He was a companion of all them that feared the Lord and of those that kept his precepts. He wasn't going to have anything to do with those that were going to compromise the sacrifice of the Son of God named Jesus Christ. But again, it's better to be divided by truth than be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. Here, let me give it to you. This is my second point, and I want you to listen carefully. Because what I have been saying for 25 years on this radio program, if it's not been with Salem, it's been with Genesis Communication Networks. If it's not been with Genesis Communication Networks, it's now with BBS out of Texas. Folks, you're procuring these things upon you, again, by what it is that you tolerate, both in the church first and in the government second. But this is the cycle that man is in. It's nothing new what's going on here in America. It shouldn't be happening here in America. But there was a man named William Hendrickson who used a little alliteration to describe the cycle that I'm speaking of. And it's repetitive in the book of Judges, okay? This is the second point I want to make that I was making in church yesterday. The first R, which means relapse. This is where the people depart wickedly from God, and then they give themselves over to their favorite politicians and corrupt preachers. That's exactly what they do. And they bring a curse upon themselves, Jeremiah 17:5. Those that trust in the arm of the flesh will receive a curse. That's the first R, which means relapse. The second R stands for retribution. That means when you disobey or you're rebellious towards God and not obeying him in dealing with the corruption and bringing judgment upon the heads of the corrupt, what you tolerate will be to the degree of judgment that the Lord will bring back upon the heads of the disobedient people. That's the second R. Then the third R stands for, what is this all about? Well, the Lord's working chastisements and judgments to bring his people back to repentance so that he may reclaim them through an act of reclamation or restoration and redemption through his son, Jesus Christ. Again, the third R stands for repentance. But if the people don't listen to his chastisements, which the American people have not, that's why they're going into the seven stages of judgment found in Leviticus 26. The Lord said that because you refuse to hear me, because you refuse to listen carefully to my commandments and my judgments and my statutes, I will break the pride of your power. And then he begins to pronounce the judgments upon those people, which America is under today. Okay? And then if we don't want to listen to that, he's going to bring them seven times heavier. That's where America is at. Then the fourth R stands for rescue for those that survived the chastisements and the judgments, those that were allured and worked into salvation and brought to Jesus Christ by the Father. And listen to me carefully when I said that. I didn't hear anything about self-will there. I heard about the will of the Spirit and the will of the Father to lead us unto Christ, because until we learn from him, we're not going to go to Christ. And the fruit of that will be godly repentance. So again, there's the four R's. And it's the cycle of mankind that we see over and over and over and over. It's called cyclical. It's a cyclical pattern. You just keep going around in circles. You don't learn from history. You don't turn around and say, okay, I don't want to make that mistake again. Yet our forefathers, premised on the apostles and the prophets, continuously told us not to go back that direction. But that's the direction America's been going for a long time. And why is that? Because they refuse to take heed to his chastisements. Therefore, they're now under the judgment of God. I want to say this in teeing it up for the next segment, friends. It didn't require any discipline for them to attain it concerning those in the halls of government today. They read what others have done, and they take the next step. They didn't earn the knowledge for themselves, so they didn't have to take responsibility. Yet they will when you hold them accountable and not until then. We're going to come right back, friends. You want to talk about another slap in the face? Oh, yeah. Here it comes, folks. Here it comes.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? his blood? What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're trying to adjust this. We're trying to get this in position by the Holy Ghost here, folks. Rest assured, we are doing this laboriously. But I want to go ahead and I want to kick something off because I played this again for the Saturday listeners. In case you missed it, I want you to listen carefully to this guy concerning the Diddy case. You ready for this? I hope you are. Check this out, folks.
I'm not guilty on all major charges. Diddy. So let's have a look at the prosecutor. Her name is Maureen Comey, the daughter of ex-FBI director James Comey. Maureen was also the prosecutor in the Jeffrey Epstein case where he allegedly killed himself. So if Diddy is the Jeffrey Epstein of the entertainment industry, then we know that his tapes have leverage with the system. This was a show trial. They didn't even bring in Christina Corum, who was Diddy's right-hand woman for 8 years. She helped organize these freak-off parties. She was like the Ghislaine Maxwell for Jeffrey Epstein. But at the end of the day, let's not get riled up by this news cycle. It's a small club with dirt on each other, and thankfully, we ain't in that club. So let's not focus on Diddy. He's just an asset. It's this corrupt system that's held together by blackmail that needs to change.
That's right. Did you hear that? That's exactly right. Here, let me go to prove the point concerning what, in fact, we're seeing today. This is the new verdict, friends. Breaking. You ready for this? I can't make this up. I don't know anybody that doesn't question what's taking place with Epstein and Diddy. This is why I continuously reiterate the point that this has been going on for decades. It's just a new group of people. I told you before, Watergate was a cover-up for a pedophile ring. That's all that was. Just like Monica Lewinsky was used for Clinton when he was selling military secrets to the Chinese. There's always some sort of a mask put on the truth of the matter when it comes to what the politicians and the mainstream media sell to you. Because they don't want you to see the truth of the matter. Okay? They just don't want you to see the truth of the matter. But what are we seeing here, folks? Breaking news. Trump DOJ concludes Epstein had no client list, wasn't blackmailing anyone, and died by suicide. Does anybody believe that? Nope. Nope. No arrests, though it was promised to us that the file was going to be released, only to find out, you ready for this one? Here, I'm going to bring you to the next point. March, Bondi, whore Bondi, the new attorney general, says that the FBI has tens of thousands of Epstein videos. Of course, what are they doing? They're playing up to, we're going to get to the bottom of this so they can sell it to the people that we're doing our job. Like they always do. Okay? Bondi says the FBI has 10,000 of videos on Epstein. In April, that was in March, by the way. In April, Patel says they all vanished. Isn't that interesting? How convenient. In July, some might say, Bradley, they got you chasing your tail. No, they ain't got me chasing my tail. This is another reflection of what the American people tolerate. My message is repentance before God, because the Lord already knows all the answers here. So nobody's chasing their tail. The people, when they want to quit chasing their tail, are going to bring about law enforcement against those that are creating the crimes to keep them distracted from their country being sold to their enemies. That's what this is all about. See, if you read the Word of God, you would already know this. If you knew anything about our forefathers, they would have forewarned you concerning how tyrants act. The devil doesn't have a new system, friends. He doesn't have a new card, a deck of cards to play. It's always the same thing with different individuals that are willing to sell the people out so he can use them as his little minions so he can get his deeds done. And what is that? To come to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Okay? So in March, Bondi said the FBI has tens of thousands of Epstein videos. In April, Patel says they all vanished. In July, the DOJ says no client list, no names, suicide. Case closed. Wait, they had the tapes, now they have amnesia. Yeah. And guess what? The people are okay with it. They're not going to question Donald Trump. I mean, how many times have the said representatives been literally busted with a smoking gun in their hand and the people still played down to it, acting as if there was some excuse or reason for their favorite politician as to why what was done, if he had anything to do with it? And no matter what they do, if that is their idol, they will try to justify it, because, again, they're trying to justify themselves. Lying, Tim Brown did an article, lying corrupt AG, Pam Bondi, and FBI's Patel and Bongino claim there's no Epstein list, despite Bondi claiming it was sitting on her desk and being reviewed. Isn't that what they told you? Americans, how long are you going to put up with this? Hey, furthermore, how long are you going to put up with those little stooges that play up to the fact that this administration is God ordained and God sent. And if they're going to make America great again, nobody's going to do it but them. And I'm talking about your favorite conservatives once again. Wow. I mean, this is pretty insane. I have one guy here. I want you to just see this. This is the said conservatives that are, and I'm glad to report this, that are in fact awakening to what is happening here, okay? This is Dr. Simon Gold, and she's been awake to some of the issues I've noticed over the last couple years here. But they're noticing that with COVID, there's still no arrests. Gosh. With COVID, friends, there's still no arrests. Did you hear me? 30 million people murdered by your government and big pharma companies that were going out of business all of a sudden have made a huge comeback on what? The graves of over 30 million people worldwide. Operation Warp Speed was a huge success. I remember when I was at the RNC back in 2012 in Tampa, Florida, and everybody was laughing at Barack Obama saying, look what he's doing. Look what he's doing. He's creating a bunch of welfare cases. Man, could that guy be any stupider? No, the fact is I had to turn around because I was on Radio Row doing interview after interview telling the people, listen, folks, you can laugh at Barack all that you want, but he's the one laughing at you. You don't understand that while he's putting them on welfare, which is unconstitutional in this country, as is it unscriptural, 3:10 of 2 Thessalonians, if you don't work, you don't eat, he's not losing. He's winning because he's creating dependence. They're creating something called a Cloward Piven system where they break the system financially. That's the end game. So while everybody laughs about it and says, you know what, look at how stupid he is. No, look at how ignorant the American people are to allow him to go on for 8 years, all the while knowing that he's a foreigner, violating and transgressing the Constitution over 1,168 times, and the American people have the audacity to sit back and laugh at him when they're being laughed at because of what they tolerate? Oh my goodness, is there a point of shame? I know not. I know not with the people. But just like Operation Warp Speed, folks, it was a huge success. Because the whole objective, and it's not like they didn't tell you over and over and over and over and over again that they want to depopulate the planet. And how many times has Bill Gates publicly said just that? And you still want to act like he's talking to somebody else. And now he's doing it again. Why? Because there is no COVID arrests. And just like I told you, if you didn't bring justice upon them, and I'm talking about all these unconstitutional agencies, the CEOs of all these pharmaceutical companies, those in the White House, including the one that's there now, so on and so forth, they're going to do it again. They're encouraged, man. They're encouraged that they're going to do it all over again. No arrests for COVID. Speaking of Epstein, no arrest. Now they're saying there's no files. Again, remember, friends, the voice of those that have gone unheard, those that have been censored and suppressed. And by the way, many of the victims have been snuffed out over time, from Watergate to the Franklin cover-up case to the conspiracy of silence. This has been going on, to Epstein, to none other than P. Diddy. All of the eyewitnesses and the victims have been silenced by the media, and now they're coming in and saying there is no file, though they were promising arrests. And the reason there's no file is because Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were indicted together for raping little girls. I'm going to prove that point on the other side.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take Bob from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bob. I'm going to go ahead and let this run down for a moment. We're rocking it out over here, my friend, but it's all yours.
I'm going to make it real quick, but I do have something else if it's okay. But it looks like Trump is being the judge of his own trial. And nobody can do that. Isn't that one of the maxims of law?
Exactly.
He's pronouncing the sentence on a trial that hasn't been had. And I saw that list where they were pointing out John Roberts.
Yep.
And the news anchor John Roberts had a big tizzy fit. He says, "It's not me." So what other John Roberts is there?
Yeah, right. No, yeah. He's the judge, he's the juror, and he's the executioner, and his worshipers don't seem to understand that everything about that violates the Constitution, but they could care less. They could care less.
We got to figure a way to get that fixed.
Yes. Hey, Bob, really a side note real quick. I did talk to your friend that you sent over to me, had a short conversation with him, was supposed to talk with him on Monday, and I never heard back from him.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'll follow up on that. The guy that reached out to him is now in jail again after losing $200,000 in bail for being on a video in the hallway of a courtroom.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I just wanted to let you know what was going on. For the sake of time, folks, let me get to this. I want you to see this really quick. This was something I played on Saturday's show as well. Listen carefully. This is a former undercover agent working with one of the agents that has come out, or the agencies that have come out now, and is telling you the truth of the matter concerning the Epstein case. Listen carefully once again, friends, because what he is saying is exactly how it's played.
I think that Epstein really
hung himself.
I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you, right? No. If a lot of this stuff on a high level is used as blackmail and manipulation. So yes, we were taking down rings throughout Latin America and whatnot, but the high level stuff, Epstein did not run everything on his own. If you were an agency, I won't say which, but let's say that you were an agency and you wanted full control of the votes of a senator, of a congressman, of a federal judge. You want there to control their votes forever?
Mm-hmm.
You get them on film at an Epstein Island with a 12-year-old. You get them on film with any of those things. You control them forever.
This is how the Mossad, the CIA, and modern-day Israel is controlling your politicians. Just so you know. It's exactly how they're extorting from the top. They're bragging about it. They're telling you that they're doing this. That's how they're doing. That's why there's cameras at these freak-off parties everywhere they are. And that's why they're bringing these little kids in and they're committing the act of pedophilia. Okay. Now I want to go back to this because I want you to check this, because what I'm highlighting right now, friends, is the fact that, and I did right before the end of the last segment, on Sunday, I was led up to this and we were talking about Israel in the synagogue of Satan and making distinction between the Jews of the Lord and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Today, they're selling you the Jews of the synagogue of Satan as God's children or the Israel of God, when nothing could be further from the truth. Read John 8:44, 2:9-3:9 of Revelation, Romans 2:28-29, and the list goes on. And common sense comes into play. That's applicable to every country, okay? But Israel is Jacob Rothschild's Israel. And again, one more time, Balfour Declaration. Read it. I never have to hit the topic again. Okay? I was bringing it up, and then I led over to Donald Trump and Epstein. And I brought up the fact that he is on record, well, not just one, but several little girls. Just to prove what this agent just told you. And it was the last president. It was the one before that, and the one before that, and the one before that as well. That's why they all cover for each other. But what I want you to see, folks, is this guy yesterday said, Bradley, I think Donald Trump's a criminal too, but I think you're spreading misinformation or allegations. And I said, no, you are incorrect. We don't do that. On our radio program, we back it up with facts. There are court papers, a federal lawsuit filed in California back in 2016 against Trump and Epstein by a California woman, alleged that two men sexually assaulted her at a series of parties at Epstein's Manhattan residence in 1994, who, by the way, was an agent of Mossad, when she was 13 years old. 13 years old. Now, I want you to see something if you're on social media platforms. If not, I'll paint the picture. Donald Trump, go to Wikipedia. Hey, folks, when they tell you the truth, they have to, because they're always trying to cover up for their favorites. Well, in this one, apparently they are actually taking the bait and believing that there is a two-party system, right? He's the bad guy now. Donald Trump, sexual misconduct allegations. The list of allegations of Donald Trump. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. Folks, it goes on and it goes on and it goes on of allegations from women concerning the crimes of Donald Trump. He is not put there because he is a upright, righteous individual. If you want to know why you have the wicked walking on every side, Psalm 12:8, it's because the vilest of men are exalted. And Americans still haven't had enough yet of the four R's, have they? Nope, they haven't. I'm still going here, friends. I'm still going here. I understand allegations. But I'll tell you what, if someone's going to say, like my friend Judge Roy Moore, if you're going to accuse him of sexual allegations, he's going to take it back to you. And to the ones that made the allegations, he's going to take it to them. None of that was done here. A lot of people were paid off to shut their mouths. Americans, I'm not lying. It's not hard to find. You can find the documentation online. It's easy to find. Okay? I want to make one more point before the end of the show. So I'm every day, folks, I'm digging in. Okay? I share this with you quite a bit because that's what I'm doing. When you look at Matthew 27, verse 62, isn't it interesting, first and foremost, that it was the Pharisees that were afraid that they were going to lose their nation and their place in John 11. Isn't it interesting that the Pharisees, the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, were the ones to have Christ crucified, but what they had to do is to go to the governor of the nation named Pontius Pilate to have him crucified because they couldn't do it for themselves. Isn't that what we see in politics today? Isn't that what we're finding out with Benjamin Mikulski? You know him as Netanyahu? Isn't this what we're seeing from all of these rabbis that are coming out that are Zionists and that are a part of the Kabbalah that are talking about Goyim and how we're the problem and how Christians all need to be killed if they don't receive the Noahide laws? Isn't that exactly what they're doing? They're making an appeal to the said governor of the people to crucify what? Anything that opposes their forward progression. Oh, by the way, many of these rabbis are even coming out for the ones that have told the truth, that blurted out the truth in their confusion. They're telling you that the God they serve is Lucifer. This isn't a thing being done in the dark. One of the points that I want to make is nothing changes. It's the same thing. As a matter of fact, I had one lady saying, oh my gosh, what happened to Christ is exactly what they're trying to do to Christians today. It's always been the same spirit. It's always been the same group of people. And what's crazy about it is they're trying to sell to you that they're God's chosen people. If you're on social media platforms right now, go to Acts 7:43, and you're going to see the Star of David that they're selling to you today, which does not biblically exist, is actually not the Star of David because there's no such thing. It's a satanic six-pointed star, which is a part of the Rothschilds. But they're trying to sell to you that, again, that they're the children of God. They are not the children of the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. They are the children of the devil. They are from beneath, not from above, because they act accordingly. And didn't Jesus say, you seek to kill me? You're a murderer. You have been from the beginning. There's no truth in you. Isn't that what he said? Isn't that what these people are doing today? Yep. Here, let me show you a little bit of a diagram. The true Israel is not a nation. It is a people united in Christ, like I've said since day one. Okay? If you are Christ, then you're Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise in Galatians 3:29. The true Israel, the Israel of God, are the Lord's people, period, not a nation. See you in 23.